time is 2:06. It is a winter wonderland here in central Wisconsin. In fact, the snow continues to fall. Light snow. Very Christmas-like, isn't it? Light snow, temperature of 22 degrees at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. I am Chad Holmes, and this is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Again, if you have any travel plans, in fact, later on when I'm done here, after that, take a little bit of a break as I finish up some work before heading out. I'll be hitting the road for Stratford tonight, so that's usually about a 40-45 minute drive. May have to take a little extra time myself, and I would encourage all of you as well. I don't want you getting into a crash where I may be in the same area tonight. No, I don't. I want everybody to make sure they take a few extra moments. And again, even if it's light snow, snow-covered, light snow, there's some ice patches out there after the heavy snow the last couple of days. Take some time on any Friday evening travel and get ready for the weekend. Coming up at 3:06, we'll talk about the weekend forecast. It's going to start to get cold. Not only going to be a lot of snow out there, that's going to end, but then we're going to have some cold temperatures. We'll talk to our meteorologist, Ray Miller, coming up in about an hour's time. Also today, going to have a couple of interviews focusing on this morning's Win Brockmeyer Memorial Award ceremony. The Brockmeyer Award, I'm very honored and privileged to be part of the selection committee for this outstanding award that every year names the outstanding senior high school football player of the greater Wausau area. Every year there are nominees coming from Newman Catholic, Wausau East, Wausau West, and DC Everest High Schools. And it's just an outstanding event. It was such a, at a high level, everybody, you know, puts their best foot forward, a lot of camaraderie, honoring some outstanding young men. And coming up in this program in just a few minutes, we'll hear from the winner of this year's Brockmeyer Award, the third time that a member of the Newman Catholic Cardinals has won the Brockmeyer Award. And we will talk to after the award ceremony this morning, quarterback and defensive back Connor Crock. Again, Connor Crock was the winner today of the Win Brockmeyer Award. Just an incredible season, helping the Cardinals to a second consecutive state championship. So we'll have a conversation with the winner of the Brockmeyer coming up just after 2:15. And then in the next hour at 3:15, going to go deeper because the Brockmeyer Award does not happen without the support of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. And the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin does so many great things here in our area. And the fact that they are willing to be the people that carry the reins for this program each year. Going to talk to Sue Nelson, who is the chair of our Brockmeyer Selection Committee from the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. We'll talk to Sue Nelson about the Community Foundation's role in this great event, the Brockmeyer Award, coming up at 3:15. But as I was sitting and being part of today, the Brockmeyer Award ceremony, it got me to thinking about taking things seriously. And I don't mean in a, you know, phony seriousness, but realizing there are certain things and certain events in our lives you have to have with a certain amount of grace and gravitas. And everybody involved in that Brockmeyer Award ceremony today had that. Came looking at their best, treating everybody there with respect, schools that may be rivals on the field, enjoying moments together, talking, and just savoring what is always a great annual event in this state and in this area. And then I thought about a guy that's not taking things seriously, and that's the former president of the United States, Donald Trump. I know that many of you have probably heard about that big announcement that Trump made yesterday, where it turned out to be with these goofy trading card kind of things where he's, you know, a bunch of different things, including a superhero. At what point do the people that continue to kneel at the altar of Trump realize that there is nothing there? There is nothing below the surface. There is nothing that is taken seriously by this guy. Being a former president of the United States and being a current candidate for president of the United States, there are certain responsibilities in terms of leading this vast country of ours. And I do think being a good role model is one of those responsibilities. And when you do stuff like that, and so many other examples ever since Trump stepped onto the national political stage, at what point do people decide we need adults again in areas of responsibility? And we saw, and again, I saw the adults today with the Brockmeyer providing great symbols to the kids that were involved there, the young men who were the nominees, and then the young men who were the nominees, such grace, such leadership for those four players nominated by the four area high schools here in Wausau. So again, I couldn't help but make that connection back this morning being part of that great event. And we're going to talk more about the Brockmeyer coming up after a very quick break. I'll have a chance to talk to Connor Kroc. I did talk to Connor Kroc right after the award ceremony this morning. And we'll hear that conversation coming up as we continue on this Friday. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. On Friday night, the Marathon High School boys basketball team looks to stay undefeated, traveling to Stratford to take on the Tigers. Hear all the exciting action on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Marathon High School basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, the Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, Fisher Transportation, Four Seasons Screen Printing, County Materials, Twin Forest Products, the Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Chiefs, Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Family Dentistry, Marathon Park City, Mark's Chiropractic, and People's State Bank. It's Marathon at Stratford in high school boys basketball. Friday night, live on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, starting with pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Radio 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Again, get that Civic Media app as well. You can download that, get Bull Falls Radio and all the other Civic Media radio stations around the state of Wisconsin. A quick note that Monday, it is the final, well, I shouldn't say it is. It could be the final January 6th committee hearing, which is a little bit sad in a sense, because I understand they've had a number of hearings, but you hate to be able to say that even should new evidence come out that they wouldn't be able to have another one or two or three hearings with the Republicans taking over the House of Representatives in the United States Congress. Odds are there will not be a January 6th committee in the next session of Congress. But on Monday, there will be a final January 6th committee hearing, and you'll be able to hear it live right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, also over the Civic Media Network throughout the state of Wisconsin. And it's going to be early into the afternoon, may go into the middle portion of the afternoon, may affect my show a little bit, but I am okay with that. There's a very important hearing coming up. So again, it starts, I believe, at 12 noon on Monday, and you'll be able to hear it all live right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Also wanted to mention that coming up on Monday, we will be talking about Community for All. And Christine Sohm is one of the founders of Community for All. It's a group that promotes inclusion, diversity, and equity initiatives in Marathon County. And she reached out to me earlier in the week. And this is something I want to mention to you. And actually, we'll have Christine Salm with us on the program at 3:15 talking about that and other issues as well here on the program. But I want to mention that Christine had reached out to me. She dropped me a note and asked me about, you know, guests we've had, topics we're talking about, and the importance of having certain voices be heard, certain topics be talked about. And it's something that I've talked about as well, that you got a radio station across town in WSAU that talks about different things from different perspectives. I would think it's fair to say they are a rather far-right radio station. They have viewpoints of people on the right-hand side of the political aisle and get a rather significant voice here in central Wisconsin. One of the aspects of civic media is to give voice to others, to talk about other issues, important issues, try to educate as well the listeners. Whether they're listening to WSAU in the morning, may be able to flip over and tune in to us looking for local news and talk here during the afternoon hours. And Christine dropped me this note, and I'm very happy that she did. I'm very happy to have her on the program on Monday at 3:15 and also get other ideas for important voices to be heard in the near future. And I would encourage you out there right now listening as well. I would love to hear from you. I would love to have you say, I'm with a certain group, or I know of a certain group that has an important issue to talk about. I know somebody that would be a great guest to talk about a very important issue that needs to be projected throughout central Wisconsin. Let people know about it. Let people hear the facts about it. So I would encourage you to send me a note either through my social media channels or by sending me an email here at Bull Falls Radio, and grab a pen, because I'll give you my business email right here at Bull Falls Radio. But I will want to hear from you. My email is chad.holmes, pretty simple, chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. Again, that's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. And again, I would love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear your suggestions and just what you think about the program, what I need to do better on this program as well. So again, I'm glad that Christine Salm had reached out to me. I'm looking forward very much so to talk to her about that very important issue coming up on Monday at 3:15. As I mentioned earlier, that earlier today, I was over at the Wausau Country Club as the Win Brockmeyer Memorial Award was given out to the outstanding senior high school football player of the greater Wausau area. The nominees were Caleb Tooley of Wausau West, Cole Stevens of DC Everest, Elijah Parker Coleman of Wausau East, and Connor Croc of Newman Catholic. And for the third time in the history of this award, a player from Newman Catholic High School earned the award. And really well-deserved for Connor Croc, the eight-player football state player of the year on the offensive side. He has been the quarterback and defensive back for the Cardinals, leading them to back-to-back state championships, undefeated seasons the last 2 years, led the state in interceptions as well with 11 this year. And Connor Croc, again, a well-deserved player of the year for the Win Brockmeyer Award here in the Wausau area. And I had a chance to talk to Connor right after the event earlier today over at Wausau Country Club.
Connor Croc, the 2022 Win Brockmeyer Memorial Award winner, is the top senior football player in the greater Wausau area. First of all, Connor, what does it mean? I guess when you heard your name announced as the winner with outstanding football players from Everest, West, and East also here, what did it mean when you first heard that you had won this very prestigious award?
Yeah, it's tough to put into words, but as you said, it's an extremely prestigious award, and I'm just so grateful and thankful that I was able to be nominated first off, and then I was able to, you know, win it. But at the same time, I see this as a team award, and I'm glad that my team was able to help me get here. And I know that I'll go back and I'll be thanking all of them individually and my coaches, you know, for giving me the opportunity to win this award.
When you put it all together, the wins on the field, the state championships, eight-player offensive player of the year, your outstanding year defensively, it almost feels like a cherry on top of what's been probably a dream-like sequence for a couple of years. Does it sometimes feel like that?
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. And this ride keeps going even after football's done. And it's a great thing to be recognized for this. But I just want to reiterate how grateful I am for this prestigious award. And I know how much it means to me, and I'll be able to, you know, come back here year after year and hopefully, you know, be put in similar positions and watch other kids be able to help their community in similar ways that I did.
You mentioned during your remarks that back when you were a freshman, you were not the same player you are today. It does take a lot of work and a lot of support from a lot of people to get from a freshman who was trying to battle your way into the lineup to a guy that was the quarterback for a two-time state champion. Could you talk about the process? How difficult was it, and how much support did you get during that process?
Yeah, I got a lot of support from my parents, first off. You know, they were able to get me from places to place, weight room to weight room, speed camp to speed camp, practice to practice. I'd also, you know, say my coaches played a huge role in that. They gave me the tools I needed to develop. But at the same time, I know I put in the work outside of the practice, hours after hours, you know, days after days, you know, weight rooms, speed camps, any training in general. I was able to do that with the help of my teammates, obviously. They were there along the way with me. They were pushing me, I was pushing them, and overall it helped me shape me to be the player that I am.
Coach Miklig mentioned there was a Sunday during this season when you were out on the field by yourself preparing, not as a quarterback, but as a defensive back, because you knew that Newman was facing a good passing team and a very good wide receiver. When you talk about the work, did it ever feel like work, or was this something that you just craved, that it was just as natural as eating and breathing, that you wanted to get out there and just participate and get better as a football player?
Yeah, I'm a competitor, and regardless of what I'm going to do, I'm going to compete. So, yeah, I have that crave to get better and better regardless of what I'm doing. And that week it happened to be we were facing a good receiver that I knew I had a matchup with, so I didn't see it as having to go out there and, you know, working on my drills. I saw it as getting better in order so on that Friday night I'd be able to, you know, compete with the All-State receiver and, you know, just play the way I know how to play.
You mentioned the 10 seniors on this squad, and during the course of the year, and I said it up there, that there are so many that were capable of being this nominee, and I know that you feel very proud to represent all 10 of your senior teammates, don't you?
Yeah, very much so. All these guys had terrific seasons. All of us played a huge role in our state championship, and two other guys, you know, were all state, and they easily could have been up here with me. They've had great careers as well, but I'm just very glad I was able to represent all of us as a whole.
And I guess finally, you're a multi-sport athlete who I think is going to focus on another sport when you get to the next level, because you got some really great talent in different areas. As you look back at football, what does football mean to you? What does football allow you to accomplish, not only on the field, but in your life and in your other sports? Because I imagine that it does carry over to a certain extent.
Yeah, football means a lot to me, and I don't just see it as a sport that I played and a sport that I was decent at. I see it as something that shaped me to be the person that I am today. It gave me great morals, great virtues. I like to thank all my coaches, you know, for guiding me on that way, especially Coach Miklig. You know, he trusted me since the first day, and he's taught me many valuable life lessons that I'll be able to, you know, take on in the rest of my life.
Again, that was Connor Crock from Newman Catholic High School, senior for the Cardinal football team, also a member of the Newman Catholic basketball team, and a golfer who made it to the state tournament and finished very high at state last year. And this season was just stellar as the Cardinal QB and defensive back, leading Newman Catholic to a second straight WIAA 8-player football championship and named the outstanding senior high school football player of the greater Wausau area, the Win Brockmeyer Award. And I talked about this last week a little bit. If you haven't gone back and looked at who Win Brockmeyer was, he coached Elroy Crazy Leg Hirsch and Jim Otto, two members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the only coach to have multiple Pro Football Hall of Famers as his players in the high school years. And Win Brockmeyer, just a very interesting guy, an incredible record during his years. He was a 34-year head coach of the Wausau High School squad. He went right up to the year that East and West split up, and he finished up with Wausau High, 230 wins, 33 losses, 9 ties, 13 undefeated seasons, 22 conference championships, just a National High School Hall of Famer, incredible career and a great history. And I talk about history, and I think it's important that we know history here in Central Wisconsin. But again, congratulations to Connor Crock and also the other nominees for the Brockmeyer, Caleb Tooley of Wausau West, Cole Stevens of DC Everest, and Elijah Parker Coleman of Wausau East. We have to take a quick break. We'll talk more about the Brockmeyer from a different perspective when we talk to from the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, Sue Nelson, coming up at 3:15 here on the program. News break coming up, and then more to come here on Bull Falls Radio WXCO. On Saturday night, the fourth-ranked Central Wisconsin Storm girls hocky team plays host to the Eau Claire Area Stars. Hear all the exciting action live on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening face-off at 7 p.m. Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey on Bull Falls Radio is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Four Seasons Golf. It's the Central Wisconsin Storm taking on the Eau Claire Area Stars Saturday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening face-off at 7 p.m. On your home for the best in high school sports play-by-play and high school sports coverage, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Time is 2:35. We've been getting snow pretty much throughout the afternoon. Look for another inch this afternoon. Some snow tonight, less than an inch expected as well. And scattered snow showers early tomorrow, otherwise mostly cloudy. So again, the boy, snow. It is a winter wonderland. It's really, I hate the guys on the radio that say, it's hard to believe it's almost Christmas. It's hard to believe it's almost Christmas. It is the 16th of December, 2022. 2 weeks and 2 days away from the end of, actually 2 weeks and 1 day. The last day is a week from tomorrow, but then the new year starts on Sunday, January the 1st. I sound like an idiot saying that, right? Of course, the new year starts on January the 1st, but 2 weeks from Sunday, 2023 will roll in. I mentioned a little bit earlier that coming up on Monday, we will have here on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, and also over the Civic Media Radio Network, live coverage of the January 6th committee, and it's expected to be the final January 6th committee hearing. And just in the last 10 minutes or so, Politico has put out, and I take what Politico says with a grain of salt, because sometimes I think they're a little bit too much into the entertainment aspect of politics and not the importance and the, I think, the seriousness of politics. But nevertheless, Politico, who does break numbers of big stories, just to put out that the January 6th committee is preparing to vote on urging the Justice Department to pursue at least three criminal charges against Donald Trump, including insurrection. And I saw a response to this that I'm kind of two minds about it. And I know it's better to have one point and then just drive it home, but I can actually see both sides of this. And a Democratic-leaning Twitter account put out, it's called What Biden Has Done. It's basically to highlight all the good things that Joe Biden has done. The person running that account says, I gotta say, I don't see the benefit in this. The special counsel is going to make his prosecuting decisions entirely independent of the committee, but if he charges the same crimes, Trump will have ammo to claim it was political. I see the point of that. I do see the point of that. And in fact, when I first saw it, I thought, I kind of agree with it. But the more I think about it, I saw this during the last break, and the more I think about it is the last 3 minutes or so. But the more I think about it, it doesn't matter whether or not the January 6th committee votes to a recommendation to the Justice Department to pursue those criminal charges against Trump. Even if they don't, if the Justice Department does, and I would say hopefully will, charge Trump, when that happens, Trump is going to claim it was political either way. And that's sometimes the trap that progressives fall into. You keep thinking, well, you know, if we do it this way, then maybe this won't happen, or that, or the conservatives won't say this or do this. If we don't do or say this, they're going to say or do whatever they want to say or do. That's, we have seen that over and over and over again. You can try to play fairly with the conservatives, but it doesn't matter. They're going to still kick you when you're down. So if the January 6th committee, after all the work they have done, decides that, yes, we want to make sure that the Justice Department knows that we believe that these criminal charges should be pursued against Donald Trump, then I have no issue with them doing it. Because Donald Trump, whether they do it or not, is going to claim it was political. But I hope we're getting closer to find, and that's the interesting thing. I understand with a president of the United States, or in this case, a former president of the United States, it does take a lot of time to investigate something like this. But when you have a president of the United States like Donald Trump, who did things not to this level, but other things that would be considered incredibly sketchy, definitely past the gray area, how he's gotten away with it is a head scratcher, but then not a head scratcher. It's like we're always afraid that if we do that, there's going to be a backlash. Well, at a certain time, you have to just let the facts be the evidence, and that is it. Stop overthinking it. Put out the evidence, let the American people decide, and hopefully at some point the American people will decide that what Trump and his MAGAs have been doing, are doing, and will continue to do, needs to be repudiated again and again and again. And we saw some repudiation in the midterm elections, but when you see a guy like Ron Johnson, MAGA all the way, conspiracy theory all the way, still win, there is still a lot of work to be done. So again, Monday, 12 noon, January 6th committee will be meeting, and according to Politico, they will probably vote during that committee hearing to urge the Justice Department to pursue at least 3 criminal charges against Donald Trump. Also came across an interesting story today on WassaPilotAndReview.com, and I would encourage you to go to WassaPilotAndReview.com, read this story from Shireen Seward and Dominicant Jaisci. It's about something we heard about last month, I believe, was during the budget discussion in the Marathon County Board. There is a push from Hope Life Center to basically work their way into the county in terms of providing services. And the CEO of Health First Network is pushing back after Jack Hogendyke, the leader of that faith-based pregnancy center, Hope Life Center, expressed interest in assuming a home visiting program for Marathon County. Hogendyke sent an email to county supervisors earlier this month saying that Hope Life Center could save taxpayer dollars by offering the program at no cost. But Health First Jessica Scharfenberg said Hogendyke's numbers don't add up and his non-accredited organization has no experience in home visiting programs. It would be an exceptionally dangerous thing for the Marathon County Board to do if at some point they decide they're going to go with Hope Life Center as a provider of these services. There, again, needs to be a line between religion and government. And we're seeing that line erased more and more and more each and every day. You know there are members of the Marathon County Board to the far right that are going to jump all over this and keep pushing for it. It cannot happen. It simply cannot. Continuing the story from Owosso Pilot and Review.com, the contrast between Health First and similar organizations and those like Hope Life Center couldn't be starker. The former say they provide evidence-based medicine and services based on the recommendations of regulatory and oversight state and federal agencies. The latter, Hope Life Center, reached the community with the gospel of Jesus Christ and cite Christian evangelical organizations such as CareNet as an oversight body. I mean, that's it. I mean, that is the heart of the matter. But in this era that we live in, when you say evidence-based, there are people that will not believe you. Evidence-based. No, we should go with faith. I mean, really? Can we not even in the world of medicine keep the line between religion and government, and in this case, public safety, as wide as possible? And Jack Hogendyke also happens to be the leader of the Marathon County Republican Party. So Hogendyke and Hope Life and the Marathon County Republican Party are basically one and the same. Hogendyke rejects the term religious nonprofit for Hope Life. He also mentions the gospel in describing the organization and names Christian groups with which his organization is affiliated to. Hogendyke has made overtures to county supervisors on a number of occasions since 2023 budget discussions intensified in October and early November. He specifically targeted funding for Marathon County Health Department Start Right, a nurse visitation program, and its new version, the Nurse Family Partnership Program, citing concerns over cost. He then offered the services of Hope Life, an organization he heads as its executive director. So Hogendyke, county board member, Republican Party chairman, and executive director of Hope Life Center. You talk about a completely screwed up situation. That is a completely screwed up situation. Hope Life Center is a part of a nationwide chain of crisis pregnancy centers. Critics frequently refer to them as anti-abortion fake clinics that attempt to scare, shame, or pressure women from getting abortions. Hogendyke opposes that description, sharing an article from anti-abortion advocates rejecting that labeling of pregnancy centers. So, again, it's just, are we going to go to faith-based medical care in Marathon County at some point? At this point, no, but the push is going to continue. And it's going to keep continuing. And it's not going to be easy when you have a block of voters in the Marathon County Board that tried to push something like this already. They're going to go back, re-huddle, and come back again. Crisis pregnancy centers have also drawn the ire of state lawmakers. Democratic Representative Jonathan Brostoff, who represents the 19th District, issued a scathing commentary calling on lawmakers to prohibit centers from presenting false information to the public. Brostoff of Milwaukee said the centers are presented to the public as though they are legitimate reproductive health clinics, often with unlicensed, non-medical staff acting and dressing as nurses and doctors. The true goal of a CPC is to deceive women who seek medical advice and information, so they frequently set up shop next to actual comprehensive reproductive health clinics to divert women from medical services. That should scare you. It's, you know, dress up as pretend doctors and nurses when they are religious-based people trying to stop women from making their own healthcare choices. Some lawmakers say many of the pregnancy resource centers have a documented history of pressuring women not to have abortions and scare them away from considering an abortion. Representative Lisa Subek of Madison said the so-called resource centers are designed to mislead women and to be deceptive. Women are tricked into entering facilities thinking they are accessing a legitimate health clinic offering services based on factually accurate medical information. We got to take a quick break. I'm going to come back and finish up some thoughts on this because this is a story that began during the budget debate in Marathon County's board and is going to continue probably for a long time. So a very interesting story with WASAPilotInReview.com. A few more thoughts after we take a quick break here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.
Fight to make ends meet, keeps a man up on his feet, holding down his job, trying to show he can't be bought.
Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Time is 2:51. We just heard the weather forecast. We'll go a little bit deeper into it after the top of the hour news. At 3:06, we'll be joined by Ray Miller, our meteorologist from weatherology.com, and we'll get a complete update on how much snow we can expect the rest of today, go into the weekend, and then some colder weather moving in as well. So again, Ray Miller coming up at 3:06, and then at 3:15, we'll continue to talk a little bit about the Brockmeyer Award that was held, the Brockmeyer Award ceremony that was held earlier today, where the outstanding senior high school football player of the greater Wausau area was named, Connor Croc of New McCathic. Again, great, great event, and very proud and just honored to be a member of the selection committee. And I had a chance to talk to Sue Nelson of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. And without the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, could not continue to have the Brockmeyer Award. And they are the ones that really do a fantastic job with the entire event. And today, great ceremony held at the Wausau Country Club. And afterwards, I had a chance to talk to Sue Nelson, the chair of the selection committee and a member of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, and we'll hear that conversation coming up at about 3:15. Before the break, I was talking about, again, the CEO of Health First Network, who is pushing back after the leader of Hope Life Center, which is a faith-based pregnancy center, expressed interest in assuming a home visiting program for Marathon County. Again, this is a story you can find in its entirety at WASAPilotAndReview.com. But again, it's a very interesting story and a lot of pushback over Hope Life Center and its executive director, Jack Hogendyke, who is also a member of the Marathon County Board and the chairman of the Marathon County Republican Party. Hogendyke sent a note comparing Start Right and Hope Life to supervisors before they finalized the budget on November 10th. Speaking about the Start Right program, Hogendyke suggested the county wasn't seeing a return on its investment. A number of supervisors, among them who received financial support and endorsement from the Republican Party of Marathon County, also suggested that NFP should be replaced by Hope Life Center. The push for working with Hope Life drew some strong opposition from residents, supervisors, and other organizations, including Health First and the Freedom from Religion Foundation, a national nonprofit organization based in Wisconsin that aims to protect the constitutional principle of separation between church and state. And I tell you, it's such a straightforward idea, separation between church and state, that this country has had since its founding in the 18th century. And yet, the Freedom from Religion Foundation, who fights for that every day, gets so much pushback. People basically calling them un-American and hating God and all this stuff. And they are doing such incredible work in terms of keeping an eye on these areas where the constitutional principle of separation between church and state is being violated. But a little aside there. Even though that criticism occurred, where the pushback was rather significant against Hope Life Center when they tried to move in during that budget process, Hogendyk took a step back, and then early this month, in fact, December the 5th, Hogendyk sent supervisors another message and copied WASA Pilot and Review in the joint email, so WASA Pilot knew it right from the start. In the note, he said the organization could offer many essential services in Marathon County to women who are preparing to give birth. He said nonprofit medical and human service agencies in Wisconsin that serve pregnant women and those seeking information about their pregnancy provided over $4.1 million in professional services and tangible supplies to over 2,500 clients, all at zero in taxpayer funds and at zero cost to clients. In their story, the WASA Pilot and Review says it was unable to independently verify those figures. The agency claims the services, including parenting education to more than 6,200 women and their families at an average cost of $250 per client. He reiterated that virtually all these agencies are faith-based, working to fulfill the mission of Christ. The healthcare agency CEO Scharfenberg questioned Hogendyk's figures. Health First CEO said Hope Life's numbers do not add up in providing clients healthcare with trained nurses. Her letter says that a bachelor's prepared nurse, including benefits, is equivalent to $85,000 to $100,000 annually. Is Hope going to assume the 2.4 BSN FTE? $204,000 to $240,000 without asking the county for any funding in return, plus an additional 1.2 FTE in administration and support to provide an evidence-based curriculum when they have no experience in home visiting programs. Bottom line is, and Scharfenberg actually mentioned it as well, questioned whether using volunteers is appropriate at all. Healthcare and healthcare services need to have professionals, not far-right religious people who are trying to push their own agenda in the face of what a woman will need in terms of her healthcare. Health First CEO said, we only have paid staff who have completed stringent competency trainings. So, again, this push from Jack Hogendyk is going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. But we need to keep the line between this faith-based healthcare and real healthcare. Again, go to wasapilotandreview.com, read the entire story. Interesting. That's very interesting. And again, this is an example, again, of what is done with local government. If you're not paying attention, things like this could get pushed through. If you're not paying attention to what your representatives are doing, this stuff can get pushed through. If you don't know what beliefs your representatives have, then you may vote for the wrong people who are not voting in the way that you believe they should be voting. So, again, very interesting stuff. That's why we try to keep an eye on what's going on with our local governmental agencies. Got to take a break. We'll come back. CBS News at the top of the hour. Then we'll have our update with Ray Miller for the weather. And, again, Sue Nelson from the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin at 3:15. All coming up here on Bull Falls Radio WXCO.